In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We got Scott Jagow from the KMOX newsroom.
Yeah, we do.
He joins us now. He's always roaming St. Louis.
Yes,
he's always got three good things. He's always chatting with Stumac.
It's true.
And Jagow is here now. What's up, dude?
Well, I got something for you. Matt, let's hear it.
Right now?
Yeah, let's do it right now.
Matt. Wow. Tomorrow. Let's do it tomorrow.
A Claire C. Small.
A Claire C. Small. E C L A I R C I S S E M E N T. A Claire C. Small.
That is correct.
And then he collapsed on the stage.
He fell down?
Yeah, I mean, out
what
of
the heck was
pure
that?
Joy. What do you mean, what was that?
That's
the National
bee.
Spelling Bee.
Oh, there we go. Has an American ever won the National Spelling Bee?
I'm sure.
Yes, a lot of Americans have won it. He's an American.
He is.
Yeah, his name is Faison Saki.
Exactly.
And he is...
I rest my case.
You can be an American Faison Saki.
Let me tell you, Tom Jones has never won the National Spelling Bee.
Tom Jones can't spell.
We could go back to the list. I'm sure you could find some names that sound like they're from Missouri.
Let's put the research department on that right now. Let's read the names of the last 10 National Spelling Bee winners.
He won $52,000 by spelling that word and many others. This guy is like the human dictionary. His dad calls him the GOAT. He said, he's the GOAT. I actually believe that. He's really good, man. He's been doing it for so long. He's 13. And he knows the dictionary in and out. He does. Last year, during the regular rounds, he finished second. He did not miss one word. This year, he missed a word.
What word?
It almost cost him the entire spelling bee. The word is Kamalina.
Kamalina.
And he was all arrogant. He's like, yeah, I got this.
I think the research department has come.
I'd like to attempt to read five or six of maybe the most recent Spelling Bee winners. All right, so we've got Faison Saki.
Yeah.
Bruhat Soma.
Uh-huh.
Dev Shah.
Uh-huh.
Harini Logan.
Yeah.
Zyla Avant-Garde.
Jeez.
Rohan Raja.
Avant-Garde, that's great.
Rest my case, Your Honor.
Well, are these, I don't know where they're from. Doesn't matter.
What I'm saying is, you don't see Tom Smith winning the spelling bee. It just doesn't happen.
Well, Tom Smith needs to apply himself better then.
I agree with that.
Come on, man. You went back, 6 years? Go back. By the way, this is the 100th National Spelling Bee.
So it just happened?
Well, I'm sure 100 years ago.
Yeah, last night.
Somebody named Smith won.
I missed it.
But in the last 20 years? No.
We've got a Tim Neal from 1976.
There you go.
76.
Okay. There you go.
I rest my case.
You're still resting his case. I'm going to rest your case in a minute. Kamalina.
What is that? Okay, what's the
spell
word?
Spell it.
K-A-M-E-L-I-N-A.
See, that's what he
did.
No, I would say it's C-O, probably.
It is,
C-O-M.
C-O, but he said K-M, K-A-M. And here's what happened was, he just stopped himself and goes, just ring the bell. Because he knew he misspelled it, and if you go that far, you can't go back.
You can't go back.
Yeah.
Well, how far can you go?
I don't know the rules.
All right.
But anyway, the judge goes, ding, and then she goes, So you know what happens now. And the other two spellers got to go back up on the stage. Unfortunately for them, this guy never misses words. So they had their one opportunity and they couldn't cash in on it. So he won $52,000. Last year, he won $25,000. And you know what he did with it?
Mm.
He bought a Rubik's Cube with 21 squares on each side that cost $1,500.
Wow.
That's what spelling bee winners do. They buy dorky toys.
That's remarkable.
Yeah. So it's the spelling bee is the same age as KMOX. It started at the Louisville Courier Journal, created it in 1925.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
And so I came up with some winning words that I thought you guys could try to spell.
Oh, well, great.
Okay, let's try it, though. Exciting. I was in a spelling bee once.
There's no chance you're going to get this one.
Let me just tell you right now, before we start, I was in a spelling bee one time.
Me too.
And I misspelled bacon. And the reason I did that, the reason I misspelled bacon is I got cocky like this guy did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I thought I'd spell it real fast. And I added, I think I said B-A-C-A-O-N or something like that. I added another A, and they're like, no, there's no second A in bacon. Don't be cocky. That's the point.
That is the point, and it happened to me, too. Mm. In fifth grade, it was down to me and this other guy to go to the regional spelling bee, and I had it. All I had to do is spell a very simple word.
What was it?
And I'll never forget it. Video. I
you
spelled it V-I-D-I-O.
Oh,
and I will never, ever, I never would get over it. Oh. It probably fueled my competitive nature to lose that. And I had sleepless nights. Mm. I still have nightmares about it.
You still think about it?
Yes.
It's like a video running over and over again in
my head.
Mind.
Yes. It was such a simple word, and I had it. All I had to do was spell that word, and I would have won. And I missed it. And my buddy Scott was the other competitor, and he got his word right, and I just slumped away in shame.
Did you got too cocky?
I did get too cocky. Yeah. Or I just got it. I overthought it. I just was like, this is easy. Why can't I get it? And then I panicked.
So
choked.
Let's see if we panic or choke today.
Okay.
All right.
I'll start with a simple one.
All right.
I mean, I think it's pretty simple. Soubrette.
Soubrette.
Go ahead, Ron.
It means a high female female vocal range.
I bet a soubrette, it's got to be like S-U-B-R-E-T.
S-U-B-R-E-T-T-E.
Ding. S-U-S-O-U.
That's what I meant.
B-R-E-T-T-E.
I forgot the O.
Okay, here's a good one. Get a paw. There's no way either of you can get this.
Get a paw.
Get a paw.
Get a paw?
Yeah.
G-E-D. Okay.
Let me get a pronouncer of that. Would you give me that?
That is
word.
The pronouncer. Get a paw. It means a trap or a snare. So
okay.
The opposing team fell for our get a paws and it was all over.
G E T A P E A U X.
No. But you were a little bit closer. It's G U E T A P E N S. But it's pronounced get a paw.
Oh. I think I knew this.
Yeah, get a
you
life.
You did. Get a life. All right, how about Sharon Schnitta?
I went to high school with her.
Yes!
Sharon Schnitta.
Yes.
It's the technique of cutting paper to form a symmetrical designs. Patience, practice, and a steady hand are essential for Sharon Schnitta. Schnitta.
Sharon, John?
Well, that's going to be C-H-A-R. S C H N I T T A H.
No.
I was close though, wasn't I?
Sort of.
What is it? Sharon Paul? What is it?
Sharon Schnitta.
Sharon Schnitta?
You knew the woman.
C of this. Is it C H? Is that right?
That's S C H.
Yeah, S C H is what I said.
Yeah.
S C H E R. Sharon Schnitta.
Sharon.
I N.
E N.
Ian C something.
Yeah. Okay. C-S-H-N-I-T-T.
I have a problem with the spelling bee. Right. I think there should be a buzzer and not a bell.
Well,
the bell's too kind.
I know the bell sounds like
you gotta have
won.
A word that
the
somebody
bell, yes.
uses. If you don't use the word, you don't have to spell the word. And nobody uses Sharon Schnitt, whatever the heck that was. I almost said something I shouldn't say on the radio.
That's why. Okay, here's one.
But it should
this
be a buzzer.
Pretty simple. How about this?
If you get a word wrong... It should be jarring. They should be like, you're wrong, you idiot.
Jarring.
J-A-R-R-I-N-G. You should be plummeted through the floor.
A trapdoor.
Yeah, trapdoor. Yeah.
Great idea.
Like in...
it's got to be a real word.
What in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know, like the kids disappear.
F-A-C-T-O-R-Y.
They get punished somehow. They get sent down the river or whatever.
Okay. Okay, here's
one. This one should be pretty easy. Shaloon. This is a winning word from 1971. Shaloon.
John?
Shaloon.
It's a twilled fabric.
Okay. Oh, no. Shaloon.
You get a hat made of shaloon?
No, that's correct.
What? Hey!
Wait, no, it's not. He said S.
What did you say?
He said C-H.
No, it's S-H.
Yep, that's what I was going to say. I was going to spell it like that.
One?
Yeah.
You're
going
to spell that one?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll do one more here. How about this? Poco curante.
It's not a word.
It's not a word. It means uncaring or apathetic.
Yeah, and who's ever uttered the word? What would you call it?
Well, here's the sentence. If a young man grew up being yelled at all the time, it's quite expected for the man to have a poco curante demeanor toward people screaming.
Yeah, it's not a word.
I don't think it's a word either.
I use it all the time.
I'm with John. I don't think
I use it all the time.
I think it's not real.
You can't have people spelling words that nobody's ever heard of before because there's no, you know.
But that's what a spelling bee is.
Chrysanthemum, you've heard of.
It's a flower.
Yes. It's not easy to spell.
Would you spell that one for us? I'm not even going to try it.
It's P-O-C-O-C-U-R-A-N-T-E. Poco curante.
That's probably what I would have said.
Probably.
Yeah. Okay. Well, all right.
I guess I'll be done with this. You guys are having...
I'm looking at the list of the winning words from like the 20s, yes, 30s. Like, yes. There's some easy words that were the winning words.
And these were all like winning words, by the way, that I just did.
Brethren.
Oh, yes. Brethren?
Intelligible.
Yes.
Invulnerable. Like nothing.
Those are actually words.
Therapy, initials.
All of these are words, John. They're just not words people use very often.
What year was therapy, though?
Therapy, 1940.
Interesting. So nobody knew what therapy was until the 40s.
Well, I'm just, but those are actual words.
Yeah.
This stuff here that people are spelling Poco Quran or whatever.
These are all winning words. I'm just saying. Hydrophyte.
Hydrophyte. I know what that is.
You know what it is?
Yeah, it's like when you get water guns and you shoot them at each other. It's a hydrophyte.
Exactly.
So is it H-Y-D-R-O-F-I-G-H-T? Hydrophyte.
It's P-H-Y-T-E.
In August, there'll be a lot of kids outside having hydro fights.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, do we have time to get into this Korean dessert thing?
Yes. Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
It's called, it's spelled S-P-O-O-N-F-U-L.
Oh, come on, I thought we're done with spelling.
Spoonful. Yes.
It's in Creve-Coeur.
Yeah.
And it is Korean dessert. Bingsu is kind of the primary one. Taiyaki is another one. Mm. Bingsu is like shaved ice and you put stuff on top of it.
Yeah.
It's not as thick as ice cream. It's thicker than a snow cone. It's quite good. It's very refreshing. And taiyaki is like a mochi waffle that is filled with Nutella or strawberry filling or sweet red beans or something. And this is very unusual in the United States. There aren't many places that have bingsu. It's pretty new even in Korea. But this woman, Monica Lee, traveled the world and she was like, that's what I want to do. I want to serve bingsu and taiyaki. And that's what she's doing. Huh. And she has a second location in Edwardsville.
Wow.
Oh, so Creve Coeur in Edwardsville.
Yes.
Is Creve Coeur the original?
It is.
The first?
Yeah.
Where in Creve Coeur is it?
It's in a shopping center on Olive that has several Asian American restaurants.
Nice. Oh, is it where? Isn't Nudo over there?
I don't know.
It's not where the Pink Galleon is, is it?
The Pink Galleon. No, I don't know.
Okay, because they've got a Asian grocery store and a restaurant.
Yeah, there's a big population in West County of Asian Americans.
Yeah.
And they are, you know, opening places like this and working together. They have there's an Asian American Chamber of Commerce in St. Louis.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So
very big.
Big business community.
Very big business community.
So that's where I went for roaming St. Louis this week. I got a chance to sample some of her products, and they're really good.
Hmm. That's really awesome. I need to go out there.
I had a roommate named Ben Choi who was Korean, and he used to make yogurt in the apartment.
He would make yogurt?
Yeah.
Wow.
So we just have milk sit out for a while?
Yeah.
what he would do?
You have to watch where you stepped in the morning when you got up.
It was on the floor?
Yeah,
it was. Did it explode, or how did it end up on the floor?
Well, it molds, and then it becomes yogurt.
And, but why is it on the floor?
Well, that's a good question, Scott. we only lived together for about a year. He was in our wedding, though, Ben Choi. He used to make bibimbap.
What is that?
Bibimbap is great. It's a noodly meat. It's got an egg on top of it. It's a Korean dish.
Yeah?
Yeah, bibimbap.
Bibimbap.
Mm-hmm. Ben Choi made bibimbap.
On the floor.
No, the yogurt was on the floor.
The yogurt was on the floor.
Bibimbap was on the stove.
Well, it's better than I had a roommate. He didn't do it when he lived with me. He waited till he moved out into his own place, but he would apparently just leave meat sitting out all over so it would dry. Because he was on a raw meat diet.
It was a whole thing. Yeah, you needed to jettison that guy.
Yeah, we did.
Good.
So roaming St. Louis, three good things this Sunday. Chat with Stu Mac, too.
Chat with Stu Mac. We're Googling. We're talking about things we Google.
Oh,
I like that.
Yeah, yeah. It goes off the rails.
And then you're gonna have Kelly on as well.
Well, probably because John Hancock doesn't show up.
John, wake up, would you?
I know.
All right, Scott Jagow, three good things, roaming St. Louis, chat with Stu Mac Sunday morning on KMOX.
That's the deal.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.